Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I want to introduce you to Asia Serrano and Tina Hemdi. They were both incarcerated in the U.S. Both survived abuse, and they say that abuse played a role in their crimes. And they're both immigrants, so the U.S. government deported them after they served their time. Both women live outside the U.S. now, separated from their children. Advocates call this a double punishment. Non-citizens finish their sentence and then they're deported. A campaign to help people like Tina and Asia is underway. It asks the Biden administration to create a new way to review cases like theirs and help them reunite with their families. Asia and Tina are with us for more. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
We also have Naina Gupta. She's with us. She's the Associate Director of Policy at the National Immigrant Justice Center. Naina, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Deepa.
So, Tina, I'm going to start with you. You left Morocco when you were 3 years old. You grew up in Dayton, Ohio. You got DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival status, but that was taken away after your husband pressured you to bring prescription drugs into prison. What happened next?
My entire life changed. What I once knew was no longer. As you already know, I came when I was three and I lived a life as an American. I ended up with my husband at the age of 16 is when I met him, and he was extremely manipulative and abusive. Once I had done what I did, I was incarcerated for a period of 9 months, which I was under the understanding that I would just do not my 9 months and then I would be able to go home. But eventually ICE took a hold of the case and I stayed in jail for a little bit longer while I fought the case for a little bit, and then I was deported in 2017. And ever since then, I've been in Morocco.
Asia, you were the first immigrant released after New York State passed a law in 2019 to reduce or parole sentences when domestic abuse factored into a crime. You were incarcerated for 17 years, but you went into ICE custody right after your release. And then you were deported to Panama. Why were you not released after New York State changed its laws?
I'm going to be honest with you. That is still a mystery to me. New York State agreed. I deserve a chance to go home to be with my children and my family. But unfortunately, corrections, they notified ICE. And instead of being released, they coordinated for ICE to pick me up and transport me to a county jail where I remained for 43 days. And then secretly deported to Panama on June 17 of 2021.
Tina, I want you to weigh in too, but Asia, you keep going. What has been the toll on your family of your deportation?
It has been very difficult. I will say for my entire family, I have a very sickly mother who just recently had surgery. Part of her large intestine was removed. We thought we were going to lose my mom. And so they were counting on me being home to pretty much like mend our lives back together. My children, of course, were looking to see mommy, to be with mommy for the first time. My kids are 19 and 20, and they still call me mommy. We have such a great relationship. We FaceTime almost every day. And so, honestly, in December, 2 weeks before Christmas, my kids' father kicked my kids out. He just simply said, I am done. Luckily, my family is there to take them in, and they're not in the most comfortable situation, but at least they're loved. I'm very sad that they're experiencing what they're experiencing. They felt rejected by their only parent in the States. And the fact that they still can't see me is just, it has been very difficult for them.
And Tina, your children are younger. How has it been for them?
I mean, I see that they struggle emotionally. They don't necessarily know how to deal with things. I don't know if anyone could imagine, but like imagine you leave your kids and they're like, 2 and 4 laying in the bed and you say bye and you're going to come back, but then you just don't come back. Until this day, they really don't even understand how or what the reasoning is, you know?
Let me bring in Naina Gupta here. You've heard Tina and Asia's stories and more stories like theirs. What makes these particular deportations wrongful or unjust in your view?
Right. So some of the folks that we're talking about are folks who were deported under the current immigration system, even when they had strong legal grounds or arguments to make in their cases, but they were unable to make them because they didn't have a lawyer. They weren't informed of that law. There are also people who were deported in instances where the government abused its discretion. Under the Trump administration, we saw an explicit targeting of Black African immigrants for deportation in grossly unjust ways. There were deportations as retaliation for people who spoke out about injustices in detention. The bottom line is that right now, these folks are unable to meaningfully make a case to return to the US. So it's not even that the US is saying no to every one of them. It's that the United States government is not even meaningfully reviewing their request to return.
So how can that change? I know you have the Chance to Come Home campaign. What is that? And what action could the president or Congress take on cases like Asia and Tina's?
The policy ask at the heart of our Chance to Come Home campaign is that the Biden administration create a unit within the Department of Homeland Security that is tasked with reviewing requests from people like Tina and Asia. And these are requests that use existing legal mechanisms. So in other words, the president does not need Congress to help reunite women like Tina and Asia, who are survivors of domestic violence, separated from their children. This is something that they could set up right now. And so what we're asking the administration to do is to set up a centralized process that would streamline these requests and make sure the mechanisms that are supposed to help Tina and Asia actually work in practice.
And Naina, have you had any response from the Biden administration?
So the Biden administration early on set up a process just like the one I'm describing to help deported U.S. veterans make a case to return through humanitarian parole. They have an online portal. Deported veterans can use that to apply to return. And as of now, around 100 deported veterans have been able to return and reunite with their families. Beyond that, you know, we heard early on in an article in Politico, there was a representative of the administration who said that they were committed to doing this. Since then, we haven't seen as much movement for folks like Tina and Asia.
I want to close by giving Tina and Asia, you know, a chance just to tell us, if there are lawmakers listening who are responsible for immigration policy, what would you say? What do you want them to understand about why you need to come back home? Tina, let's start with you.
My first need to come home is to be able to be a mom to my kids. That's all I could ask for, and that's all I really want, because I feel like I was robbed of that.
Asia?
For whoever's going to listen to this, I ask that you think about the children who are suffering. I honestly, and I say this before and I'm going to say it again, I don't think that I'm deserving of anything. Even though the state of New York deemed me qualified for a law based on the abuse that I endure, I think that my children came into this world and they were dealt a horrible hand. They've done nothing wrong to deserve this. And they deserve a chance to have mom.
They do.
Did you want to add something, Tina?
No, I'm sorry. I just said, yeah, they really do. You're not going to feel it unless like you're wearing the shoes, you know? But it's so hard. It says in the back of your head that you have something out there that you can't get a hold of. And that you want to be there, but like your hands are tied and you can't do anything. And you just don't feel like whatever you could have done, people change and people make mistakes and they move forward. But they have to be given a chance to prove themselves. And that's all we ask for.
Yeah. It takes a lot of bravery to be able to share publicly like that. So thank you very much.
And just like you want to say so much and you want to explain so much and you just praying that someone capable of doing something is able to, like, get a hold of it, you know?
Yeah. That was Tina Hundi and Asia Serrano. We also heard from Naina Gupta with the National Immigrant Justice Center. DHS didn't comment when asked about Tina and Asia's cases.